Vayter in Shasper and Daf Yud Aleph, picking it up on Yud Aleph, three lines down, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We are continuing on in the world of Agadata. So, first and foremost, we're going to jump into ideas about behavior during a famine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Amariv Atzmo B'Shnei Ravim, someone who goes and they starve themselves during a time of famine, Nitzel B'Misa Shuna, he's saved from an unusual type of death, meaning he's saved from a death by sword or by starving, and they end up dying, something which like getting by dying in their bed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Birav Padcha Mimaves. In famine, Hashem has redeemed you from death. Meirav Mibayle. What does that mean when it says Birav? Meirav. It should have said from famine. Like it should have been said that in famine, he saved you from famine. Elohakar, what does it mean to say? Bishar Shemarav Atzmo B'Shnei Ravim, because of the fact that he starved himself. And this is talking about Eof, because of the fact that he starved himself during the time of famine and when people are going through pain, therefore he was saved from this horrible different type of death. Rashi says again, the rest of the Jews were in tsar, and he was mitzar himself when other people were in tsar. Amar Yishakov, Yishakov says, it's also for a person to be mishamish mitaso, to be with the Rebbetzin during this time. Rashi says that tzarech adam linok tsar ba'atzmo, he has to cause pain to himself. Shneimar zeh pasuk says, ul Yosef yulad shnei banim b'terem tovu shnas harav, and Yosef had two sons before the year of famine. So we see that he had them before and not during. Tana chasuchei banim, but we know that if a person, let's say, is lacking in having kids, meaning they weren't mekayim the mitzvah peru uravu, then mishamish mitaso, and they're allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to have children. The Jewish people are in tzar, who perish achimhan, and a person goes and separates himself. He doesn't take part of the tzar of the tzibor. The two malachim sharis that are malavin a person. There's two malachim that travel with us, as the pasuk says, echad mimino ve'echad mismalo d'chsev, and tell them ki malachav yitzavelach. The malachim are going to escort you. So you have these two angels that are there. What they do is they come and they put their hands on his head. This person who's separated from the tzibur, he's not going to see the nechama, the consolation of the tzibur. At the time that the tzibur is in pain, I'll go to my house, I'll eat, I'll drink, and there's going to be peace in my soul. But if he does behave like that, in a way that he's not taking part of what the people are suffering, there's a person who says, rejoice and be happy. And they say, let's go and shecht these animals, and we'll eat meat, we'll drink wine, and we'll eat and we'll drink, because tomorrow we shall die. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we're going to die. Pasuk in Yeshayo. So we see these people are not connected to the tzibor. Maksiv basre, what does it say afterwards? V'nigla ba'azne Hashem, im yichupar avon hazeh lechem atamusun. And yeah, you know what is revealed to me, that says Hashem, that basically they are not going to be get a kapara until they die. You know, it's bad news. Adkan minas benanim. This is talking about news of a benani, meaning a person, Rashi says, she'erin minamisa, kidichsiv behu, ki machar namus. At least he's scared of this thing called death, because he said that he's going to, because tomorrow we're going to die. So he's aware it's such a concept. That's called a benani bad dude. Avab midas rishayim, but then there's an intense one of rishayim that they don't even think about the fact of death. Maksiv, what do they say? It says, they say, eseyu ekach yayin, they say, let's go, let's come and I'm going to get wine. V'nisba sheikhar, and we're going to go get drunk with this wine. V'yekazeh yomachar, we'll do the same thing like this tomorrow as well. Rashi says, gadol yosem ma'od, and they're even worse. Because Maksiv, what does it say? Hatzadik ova, the righteous person will be lost. V'ein ish sha, and no one's going to pay attention to the fact that because of this bad thing, the tzaddik ended up dying. Rashi explains two different pshatim as what's going on over here. One is that tzaddik avad ve'ein yish sam alev, Mipnei mahu meis. Why does he die? Mipnei hara nesaf atzadik. Mipnei shelo yitzar hu bara ve'acher shehi gezer milfanav ki mipnei hara nesaf atzadik. There's going to be bad stuff happening because of this behavior, and the tzadik shouldn't have to suffer because of these people. Therefore, he's taken out early. Another lashon Rashi says is lashon achrina is that mipnei ra'u shel eli, because of the bad behavior of these people. Who nesav? He'll be collected. He'll be gathered up. He'll die. Shenakosh Baruch Hu wrote to Shivakish Lamrachim. Hashem doesn't want him to pray for them that they should get better. Rather, they should have to suffer. Amazing. Someone like Avram Avinu. You know, all the bad things happen, but they daven for Klal Yisrael. Ella Yitzair Adam Im Atzibor. A person should be with the Tzibor. He should feel the pain of the Tzibor. Shekein Matzina B'Moshe Rabbeinu. We find this by Moshe Rabbeinu. They have a gear set change on the top right over here that says Elitzar. It says that the Avtzadi Gomer Tzarech Litzar Atzmo with the Tzibur, because we find by Moshe Rabbeinu that he did it. Shekem Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzir Atzmo and Tzibur. He was Mitzar himself with the Tzibur. So remember, the pasuk says when they're fighting Amalek, it says Videi Moshe Kaveidim, in the hands of Moshe that were very heavy. He was holding up his hands during the battle. Vayikhu Evan Vayisimu Tachtav Yashiv Alav Al Shev Yashiv Alav, and they put a stone in and put underneath him, and he sat on the stone. Even though he could have sat on something much more comfortable, he decided to sit on a stone. He didn't have any sort of pillow, any sort of blanket he could have gone and sat on. Ella kachamar Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said, "Hoel v'yisol shurim mitzar." Since many saw an error in pain, afni yayimayim mitzar. I too am going to be in pain with him. V'chol mitzar atzmo in a tzibur. Someone who's mitzar himself with the tzibur. Zochel v'robin achamas simers. He ended up seeing the comfort and the consolation of the tzibur. V'shem yomer adam mi maybe. And maybe a person is going to say, "Okay, who's going to go ahead and testify whether or not I was actually mitzar with the tzibur? I wasn't mitzar with the tzibur. I can get away with it. No one's actually going to know anything. Who is going to call me out?" He says the Gemara, Avnei Beisel Shel Adam, the stones of a person's house, they are going to call you out. V'koros Beisel Shel Adam, even the beams of the person's house, they're going to call you out. Me'idim Bo, they're going to testify against a person. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, the stone, I'm going to shout from the wall. V'kafis Me'etz Ya'anenu. And the brick is going to answer from the wood. This is the stuff that's around the wall. They're going to go ahead and they're going to say everything that went on in someone's personal house. Rashi says chatzi levena. Kafis is chatzi levena. Ugin l'seitza bein shtei nidchecheya etzim. They put wood and half a brick, wood and half a brick, wood and half a brick. So the bricks and the stones, the sticks and the stones are going to testify against a person. Wow. So, my friends, be careful what you're doing because your walls are watching. The two malachi sharis are with a person. Hey, made them love. They're going to go and test against a person. The malachos are going to go and watch you. Rabbi Chidka Omei says, Nishmasa Sha'adam. Your neshama is going to testify against you. Wow. He made the love. Shanema, the pasuk says, Misho cheves chekecha, from that which is inside of your chek, meaning that's a neshama. Shmor pischei picha, be careful from the openings of your mouth. Be very careful, because what happened, the things that you say, because you're gonna get called out by your neshama. V'yesham, some say evarim shel adam, the evarim, the limbs of a person, made them a love, that made them both, they're gonna be age. And that was a success. Atem edayin de umashem, you are my witnesses, so says Hashem. What we said over here is that Edai witnesses, meaning plural, it's talking about the limbs of a person. Okay, Vayter Kelamuna ve'ein avil. The pasuk says that Hashem is Kelamuna, God of faithfulness. Ve'ein avil, there's no perversion. Kelamuna, what does that mean? That means Kishem shenafarim in Rishayim l'olam haba. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to pay back the Rishayim, they're going to get punished in the next world. I feel all aver kalashosin, even on a very small aver that they do. Kach nefarim in a tzaddikim olam haba. So too, the tzaddikim are going to punish in this world on a aver kalashosin, on a very small thing that they do. So there it says the Rishayim are going to be punished in the next world for the small avera, and the Tzaddikim are going to be punished in this world for the small avera. V'ein avil, there's no perversion. What does that mean? Kishem she mishalmim tzchar tzaddikim l'mabah, just like the tzaddikim are going to get their reward in the next world. Afilo ha-mitzah kalashos, and even the smallest mitzah that they do, kach mishalmim tzchar the Rishayim l'mazeh. So too, the Rishayim are going to get the tzchar also in this world. Afilo ha-mitzah kalashos, and even the smallest mitzah they're going to get. Everybody's going to get what's coming to them, either in this world or in the next world. Tzaddik v'yashar, the pasuk continues, it goes on. Hashem is a tzaddik, he is v'yashar, he is just, and he is straight. Rashi explains when it says Sadik v'yasher, it's matzdik hadina letzadikim lefrohim va'osa tova v'yashris amarishayim lefro kol zchusam ba'olam hazeh k'di letardon. He gives all the rights of people going to get the thing next world, the wicked people the rights people get everything great in the next world, the wicked one in this world, nor letardom, can they letardom and get rid of them in the next world, they're going to lose everything over there. P'tirasu shel adam lebeis olamo. What is this teaching us when it says this concept of tzaddik v'yashahu? So we have the top right corner fixes, say milamid shebishas p'tirasu shel adam lebeis olamo. It teaches when a person, the time when they come to die and they're leaving this world, kol ma'asav nifratin lefanav. Again, a change of girsa. All of his actions are going to be spread out in front of him. Are going to be every prat to prat, every detail is going to be put there. They're going to say, "Kach v'kach v'siti b'makom ploni b'yom ploni," and they're going to say, "Did you do this and this on this day?" V'hu omer, and he's going to say back, "Hain, yes, I did do that." V'omrim lo, chasom, sign. I want you your signature over here that you did this, and then v'chotzim, he's going to sign. Notice each one of us is going to have to sign on the fact of that we behaved a certain way. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, biyad kol adam yachtom. He is signed by the hand of every person. Hashem is going to have every single person go ahead and sign his own shtekel, his own judgment. V'lo od ela shematzik alav esedin. Not only that, he's going to basically say, "Yeah, this judgment's good." He's gonna verify and back it up. Va'omer lahem yofed intuni. He's gonna say, "You judged me correct and properly." L'kai mashenemer, that which it says to fulfill that which it says in Tehillim, leman titztak b'dvarecha, that you should go ahead and make it righteous in your with your words. Rashi says, "Who matztak alav b'dvarecha shatal marilo." He's gonna go ahead and say whatever you're showing to him. Yup, it's true. I did behave like this. This is all MS. Amar Shmuel. Now we're moving on to ideas about fasts. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol Yosef b'tainis nikra chote." Anybody who fasts, Amar Shmuel, "Kol Yosef b'tainis nikra chote." Anyone who fasts is called a sinner. Savaki haitana. So the Gemara says it must be that Shmuel holds like the following Tana, the Tana of Braisa. Rabbi Lazar Kapper, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Yomer. Remember this Gemara? This is a Gemara. Yoh comes up in a few places. Shavuos, Sota, Krisis, Bavakam, and Nazir, Nadarim. Okay, we haven't seen them yet, but Be'ezer Hashem Yizburach. He says, Ma Tamad Lomer. Why is it go that the Pasuk says by a Nazir? When a Nazir becomes Tamei, if he touches a dead body, the pasuk says v'chiper alav. The kohen is going to be mechaper for him. It makes him a kapara. Me'asher chatal nefesh. And the fact that he sinned in reference to the soul. V'chiper eiz nefesh chatzeh. What soul is it that the nazir did? What did he do wrong? Why are you calling him a thing? Ela shetzir atzmo minayayin. Not a sinner if you become tummy per se, but rather is the fact that he's mitzayer himself from not having wine. That in itself is a sin, is a problem. V'halot varm kavachomer, isn't it a kavachomer? Umazesh lo tzir atzma elamin ayayin. This person, the nazi, only holds back from having wine. Nikar chote is called a sinner. Hametzayer atzma mikol davar v'davar. Someone who holds back from everything, meaning he's fasting. How much more so this person is called a sinner? Okay, Rabbi Lazar Omer, he argues, Nikra Kadosh, the person who fasts, he is called Kadosh. This person is, he's doing a good thing. Shenemar is a pasuk, is also by a Nazir. Kodesh Yihyeh, he's going to be Kadosh. Gadol Peres Al Rosho, let the hair grow on his hair, let his head, let it grow long. Ikar Nekuda says Rashi, the fact that it says Kadosh Yihyeh is Kadosh. Umazeh Shelo Tzir Atzmo Yehle Medover Zechad. This person holds back from just one thing, and yet what do we say? Nikar Kadosh, Hametzar Atzmo Mikoldav. Someone holds back from everything, means fast. Alachas v'kam v'kam. How much more? So he's called Kadosh. Vila Shmuel. Shmuel said that, hey, this guy is doing the wrong thing. He's a chote. Ha'ikar Kadosh calls it Kadosh. He says, no. Ahu agidol perakai. That's talking about his hair. That means that the hair itself is Kadosh. And Rashi explains that, what does it mean the hair is Kadosh? That shesayru aser b'hanoi, you can't get enough from it. Aval hu atzmo lo nikar kadosh, he himself is not called kadosh. Ah, Rabbi Lazar, what the fact that it says Rabbi Lazar, he says that he's kadosh. Hanuk chote, when the pasuk says that he's actually a chote, says no. Ahu desayv nafshe, that is only talking about a person who became tummy when he's a nazir. That's a problem, but actually the guy is kadosh. Umi amar Rabbi Lazar, hachi, does Lazar really say this? You telling me, the Rebbe Elazar says, that a person who does a fast, he doesn't have to, but he decides to do a fast, that this is a good thing? From Rebbe Elazar, we know the Pasuk, Rebbe Elazar says, Li'olam yamud adam atzmo. Beep, turn the page. A person should always consider himself, Yod Alpha and Beis, Ki'ilu kadosh shorui v'tzuchmeyav, as if there is holiness that is resting on his insides. Therefore, he should go ahead and he should fill up that stomach in a way that he's giving to the Kedusha. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Bekir Becha Kadosh. The Pasuk says, Noshea, that your innards, that in your Bekir Becha inside is Kadosh. Velo Avo Be'ir. And I'm not going to come into the city. Rashi says this whole thing is a remiza ba'alma. Really, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, that pasuk. But there still is merumas in the pasuk that bekir b'cha kadosh. Says Gemara, so what do you got? Does Rebbe Elazar say that it's a good thing or that it's actually not a good thing to do a fast? So he says it is a good thing. Now we're saying it's not a good thing. Says Gemara, lo kasha. Ha, the matzi l'tzuri nafshei. When we said it's a good thing, he's someone who can actually handle the fast. He can handle the pain. He can handle the pain. Ha, the lo matzi l'tzuri nafshei. And this is the second one which is not good. It's someone who's not able to take such a thing. That person is called a chote if he fasts, if he can't handle it. Okay, let's move on to other ideas of fasting. Rish Lakish Amar. Nigra chassid. A person goes ahead and they fast. He's called a chassid. Rashi says, Hamis Anad. L'chsev gomel nafsho ish chassid. Mafrish atzmo mimaychol mishta. Kamo b'yom yigomel es Yitzchak. So we see that this is something which is actually a good thing. Inami gomel lashon tigmal shemashlem nafshel lekono. He's being mashlem his soul to his creator. So this is someone who's righteous. Shinamar, the pasuk says, now we can read it inside here in the Gemara itself. Gomel nafshel ish chased, one who goes ahead and gomel like from lashon of vayigomel, and he weaned himself, one who weans his soul, meaning from eating and drinking. That's a chased, right? It's a good thing. Ve'ocher she'ero. And someone who literally means to destroy his flesh. Rashi says, "Amas ane umachish besar nikra achsar." This person is called cruel. If you can handle it, it's good, and if not, it's bad. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hi Bar Be Rav Diyosef Petayin. He said there was a guy who went ahead. There was a Talmud who ended up fasting. Lechel kalba l'sheruse. He would say about a student who would come to fast. He would say, a dog should come and eat his food. Sheruse, Rashi says, is su'udaso, his feast. Rashi explains, it's not a good thing, meaning to say, it's kalba lechu su'udaso, let a kelev come eat his meal, and therefore a mas'ana is not considered like he's helping him for anything. Eno molo, it doesn't help him. Ella, it's just like a case of a person who fasts, min p'nei she'en lo mayocho. He has nothing to eat because of the fact that a dog came and ate it. He clearly was not a fan of people doing that. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, ain't Tainus Tzibur b'Bavel. There's no Tainus Tzibur in Bavel, ella Tisha B'av b'Vad, except for Tisha B'av. Rashi explains what that means is, le'inyan yisurei chumrei Tainus, the intense parts of the Tainus. Amar Rav Yirmiyah l'milsei shayu nogin bo, ke'in avelus, she'ochlem b'o d'yom, they would eat, v'asurim b'nil sasandal, only even during the day, and they're asur b'nil sasandal, ella Tisha B'av, that's the only thing. But every other fast would start the next day. You're allowed to wear shoes, etc. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish. I'm sorry. Ve'amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish. Ein Tam L'Chacham Rishai Lishu B'Tainus. A Tam L'Chacham is not allowed to fast. Mepnei Shemayit B'Melechus Shemayim. He's gonna less himself in the Malchus Shemayim. Rashi says Chalashu Ve'in Yochel Limud. He's gonna be weak. And he's not gonna be able to learn. All right. So therefore, he shouldn't be fasting, similar like we saw a second ago about the Bar Be Rav, they also shouldn't be fasting. Okay, back to the Mishnah, next part of the Mishnah. So remember what we said in the Mishnah, if the 17th of Mar Cheshvan came and the rain didn't fall, then would start, there would be Yechidim that start to have three fasts. And then we said that Ochlin Veshosin Meshechashecha, they could eat and drink at nighttime. When we're talking about Malacha, in the day itself, they're meant to do Malacha. Rechitza, washing themselves, Sicha, putting oil, Menil, Sandal, wearing the sandal, Batash, Shemitah, all these things. So, Zakta Gemara. Amrav Zera, Amrav Huna. Yachad Shkiva Lov Tainus, Rav Yachad, who's Mekabel Tainus on himself. Rashi says, it means Me'etmol from yesterday. Hare Ani Yoshe B'Tainus Lamachar. He says, now I'm going to be in a Tainus tomorrow, Afilu Acho V'Shasa Kol Alayla, even if he ate and drank the whole night. Ach Adam V'Shachar, Lamachar Mispal, Tfilus Tainus Anenu. And the next day, he says the in Shemoneh Esrei of Anenu. Says the Gemara now, Afilu Acho V'Shasa Kol Alayla, Lamachar Mispal, Tfilus Tainus. He's Mispal, the Tfilah of Tainus. He says the tefillah of Anenu. Lana b'taniyaso. Let's say he went to sleep on his fast day. We're talking about a person goes to, you know, he fasts the whole day. And then at the end of the fast, when he's supposed to break it, he actually ends up going to sleep and he continues the fast. Rashi says, that tiny was makabal on himself. When the fast ended, he didn't eat. And he went to sleep the next night. L'shem tainis until the next morning. What does he do next? Eino mispalel shel tainis. The Gemara is going to get into this back and forth to understand what this means, but I'll just tell you briefly what it means is that you fast the whole day. That night, you're supposed to eat, you don't. You go to sleep, and then you wake up the next morning. You have in mind, I'm going to fast tonight also for the next day. You just, you know, you continue with it. Einu mispalel shel tainis, the next morning when you daven before you eat, you don't say aneinu. I'm Rav Yosef. Ma'akasav Rav Huna. What exactly does Rav Huna hold when he says you don't say aneinu in the morning? Svir lei ein mesanin l'shaos. Does he hold maybe that there's no such thing as only having a tainus for a certain amount of time, meaning for a couple of hours, as opposed to for a full day? As if this is some sort of new fast that I was taking upon himself, and now it's only a fast for a few hours, and maybe is that what he's tining? You don't do such a thing? Odilma, maybe he says, Misanel Shos, we do hold of a concept of fasting for a few hours, but Misanel Shos, it's just halacha is, in a mispalot feels tainus, but you don't say a nenu in such a fast. Which one is it? So, Amar Le Abaye says, Liolam Kasav Rav Huna Misanel Shos. He does hold of being Misanel Shos. The Misanel Shos Misalat Tfilas Tainus. And he also holds that you do Tainus. So there's no divide either of those opinions. You can do it for a few hours, and you would say Aninu if you took upon yourself to fast for a few hours. Then why is he saying not to? Vashayni Alchi, this case is different. You know why? Dika Shos Delelio Delo Kabbalem Ekara. This guy never accepted upon himself in the mincha before the say, like, I'm going to continue this fast and move on. It just kind of flowed into it. Dika shows Lelelia, he wasn't makabel to do such a thing. So since he wasn't makabel to do such a thing, therefore, it's not something which you say a neinu for. Even though, yes, any chinami, you can go ahead and can fast and be considered for shows, but it doesn't say a neinu in such a circumstance. Story time, which is going to back up what Abai just said, that third opinion, that you can go ahead and fast for hours. And if someone who does that, he would say a nenu, but that case was different, but we do say a nenu. Marukva ikla li ginzuk. Marukva came to a place called Ginzuk. Barmini, they came and asked him a question. Misanel shows, so in misanel shows. Can you do such a thing where you fast only for a few hours, or does such a thing not hold? Lo avu yade, he didn't know. He didn't know the answer. And then they asked another one. Kankanim shel nachum. If you have a kankan, a pitcher, a jug from altastakel b'kankan, don't look at the jug, rather masha b'tocho. If you have a jug of goyim, what's the deal with that? Rashi says, "Machnisim ben yayin l'kiyum asal l'shtamshem." They put wine in there to store them. Asurin o mutarin. Can you go ahead and you're allowed to use these jugs, or you're not allowed to use these jugs? Meaning the wine itself, we know is not okay. But what about if you poured all the wine? Could you use the jugs? Love it be other. He didn't know the answer. Bamesh shimesh Moshe. Third question: what did Moshe Rabbeinu when he was involved of what's known as the Sheva Yemei Hamiluim, when they were setting up the Mishkan? He was involved in that process. So what was he Mishamish with? Well, how was he part of the ceremony there? Kol Sheva Yemei Hamiluim, for the 7 days. In other words, the question over here is, what did he wear? Rashi explains in Bamesh Shimesh Moshe, the Ilu Ba'aron, the Pasuk says Ba'aron, Big Day Kahuna. He wore Big Day Kahuna because it says, V'yobashtim Shahayo Moshe Oved Aaron Hayo Lovash Big Day Kahuna. V'avoda de Moshe Gezeris HaKasafu. Moshe was involved in the Avoda. Big Day Kahuna Lo Matzinabo. But he didn't wear the Big Day Kahuna. Mustame in a Dover Kasher Shahoved Bibigadov Shalchol Shiyotzim Hem Lushuk. It doesn't make sense that he would have been using the regular clothing that they wore out to the shuk. So what did he wear? Lo avi yada, you know the answer. Azav Ashala Bei Midrash, they went to the Beis Midrash to ask. Amalei, they said to him, Hilchas Halacha is Misanel L'shos, you can do it L'shos. Mispalon Tfilas Tainus, and you would still do Aneinu. V'Hilchas Halacha is Kankanim Shalachim, when it comes to these jugs of Goyim, La'achas Shtemes HaChodesh Mutarin, after 12 months, they are mutter. Meaning if you left it for 12 months, then you're okay. But if it's within the 12 months, then nothing doing, you can't have it right there. Rashi says, Holich tam yayin nesech, umutarin below iroi mayim, you don't have to pour water. Now, toch shul yud beis chodesh, within 12 months, sarach iroi shloshe yamin meis leis, you'd have to go and fill up with water for 3 days in order to get rid of this stuff. Bamesh shimesh, Moshe kol zayin yamei miluim, what was he involved with for the 7 days of miluim? Becholik lovin, he wore a white clothing. Rashi says, shel pishtan osu l'shem kach, he wore a flax, linen, sorry. of linen for that. Rav Kahana Masriv Kahana says b'chalak lavan, he wore this chalak lavan she'ain lo imra. It didn't have a hem on the bottom of it, or like stitches that came together. Rashi says, meaning it was one piece. It wasn't like two different pieces that were sewn together. They didn't want anyone to suspect that maybe they slipped some money into it. So it was like one piece, the arms, the legs, that ever came in, and that's what he would wear. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.